This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Roe v. Wade is 60 years old, and it's definitely showing its age. The latest skirmish didn't exactly reverse Roe v. Wade, but the erosion continues. This case got started after the Texas legislature passed a law requiring doctors that perform abortions to have hospital admitting privileges within 30 miles of the abortion clinic. Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas and a number of Texas women's health clinics sued, arguing the law will lead to an immediate closure of a dozen clinics. They asked that the law be prevented from taking effect at least until the constitutional questions have been raised and answered. The trial judge agreed, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed. The plaintiffs appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and Justice Scalia ruled that the law must take effect as written, even before the merits have been argued. Justice Breyer, dissenting, wrote that the case leaves an estimated 20,000 women without health care services, but the majority ruled, and while the case is not fatal to Roe v. Wade, it's beginning to look like it's death by a thousand cuts. This is Neil Chait looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.